The early days of the oil industry in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, were exciting ones which hold fond memories for Mr. Getty.
Bartlesville, compared with Minneapolis, was a frontier town. And there were a good many cowboys in Bartlesville, a few oil men, and there were men that wore pistols strapped to their hips, and it was a typical frontier town, 1903 and 4. Principal Hotel was the Right Way Hotel. And I, of course, boy, 11 years old, and I enjoyed it very much. It was an adventure to me. I don't think that my parents enjoyed it that much. My father was a very ethical man, and I remember one time overhearing conversation between him and a man from St. Louis. My father sold an interest in lease to this man. And I said to him afterwards, "Don't you think you could have got more money for that interest? I think you sold it too cheap." And he said, "Well, maybe I could have got more money for the interest. But you must learn a lesson. You must learn that you mustn't make all or attempt to make all of the money in any one deal. Let the other fellow make some money. If you try to make all the money in a deal, you won't make many deals." He was a very conservative man. He didn't believe in carrying too much sail. And he also didn't believe in heavy debts. He liked to sleep nights. He didn't like to be in debt for huge sums. And I've always followed that policy in business. I went down to Tulsa in September 1914 to live there. It was an oil town. Everybody in town was interested in oil. And I enjoyed it very much because I was interested in oil. I found out very shortly that the one who had the most information got the most information, because it was a trade-off. Obviously, the person that never volunteered any information, never had any information, didn't get any information. You'd mill around and inquire about where a certain person had been. He said he'd been down around Chickasha. You wanted to have him open up and say what the wells were looking like around Chickasha. And if he was close-mouthed, then you became close-mouthed. But if he divulged some information, then you divulged information. It gave me a good foundation for the oil business. Because I learned the business from the ground up. I'm a practical man. I know the nuts and bolts of the oil business. I started getting into California in 1919. I drilled a wildcat well, exploration well, near Puente. And unfortunately got a dry hole. We had the idea, which was gained from a Mr. Bardeen, who was a partner of ours. in that original well in California near Parenti for heating the oil sands. The theory that that extra heat would make them produce more. And we've been active in that search ever since. To that original start might be attributed what we've done at Kern River. We gave up electric heating of the oil sands, replaced it by steam. And it's worked very well. Kern River. Back about 1921, the Union Oil Company brought in a well, a Wildcat well, at Santa Fe Springs. And my father was interested, and I was interested, in getting some leases at Santa Fe Springs. The question was, which way to go from the well, north, south, east, or west? We hired a geologist, a very good man, to tell us. And he thought that the field lay to the east of the well. Well, my father disagreed with him. He thought the field lay to the south. And the reason for that was that my father was a very observant man. And we were going along Telegraph Avenue, and there was a heavy Santa Fe freight train which was crossing Telegraph, and it had been evidently going uphill. The land was, to the naked eye, was flat, but apparently the heavily loaded freight train was going up a slight grade because the locomotive was working pretty hard. And when he got across, when the locomotive got across Telegraph, it started picking up speed and evidently finding it easier to pull the train. So my father said, that's the top of the structure right there. That loaded freight train could be better than any scientific instrument to detect a slight grade. And so we bought leases around Telegraph Avenue, and that developed later as the high point in the field. And the biggest wells in the field were brought in right there.